Blog Talk Radio. This conference is being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to Message of Christ Church. Mega prayer will be starting shortly. Please remain on the line. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to this installment of 6 a.m. Mega Prayer brought to you by the Message of Christ Church. Please remain on the line. Mega Prayer will be starting soon. Good morning and welcome to 6 a.m. Mega Prayer brought to you by the Message of Christ Church. Please remain on the line. Mega Prayer will be starting shortly.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our 6 a.m. broadcast of Mega Prayer. We're so glad that you've joined us on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to ask at this time, if you would, go ahead and call a family, friend, foe, loved one, and ask them to join us today for our 6 a.m. broadcast. You've joined us this week for our Touch and Agree week. So if you would, go ahead and call those individuals up. Give them the number to dial in. That number is 641-715-3670. 641-715-3670. And then when you come back, we're going to go forward with our brief announcements and straight into our straight into our Touch and Agree. Amen. 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 Once again, the number is 641-715-3670, and the access code is 420123#. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. We're asking everyone that will to go ahead and contact family, friends, and loved ones and ask them to join us this morning for our Power in the Word. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Message of Christ Church. We are so glad that you've joined us on this morning. You've reached us for our Power in the Word week. Amen. And today we're going to speak on some things, and we're going to pray for you. The Mega Prayer and Message of Christ Church is located in Chicago, Illinois, where our senior pastor is none other than Prophetess Sylvia Staples. You can reach us on the line Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that is Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, here live on the broadcast. Also on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. You can reach us for our Miracle Monday. Mondays at 7 p.m. is Miracle Monday, and on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. we have our Bible school. So if you would like to join us at any time of those broadcasts, you are more than welcome to reach us on our conference line, which is 641-715-3670, with the access code being 420-123-pound. If you desire your prayer, or if you have questions for the ministry after any broadcast, you may reach us on our office number, which is 773-609-2071. Again, 773-609-2071. And you can reach us by U.S. mail, P.O. Box 390762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Again, P.O. Box 390762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Our web address is messageofchrist.net, messageofchrist.net, or you can reach us at SylviaStaplesMinistries.com, as well as our email address is messageofchrist@yahoo.com, messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Now that I've given you all of that information, should you have any questions, you have 5 ways of contacting our ministry. Should you desire to donate to the ministry, you can do that via our website or our postal mailing address. Should you decide that you want to buy product or find out where we're going, that is on our website as well, and you can donate through your PayPal account, and we will have a place for you to donate via PayPal, or you can just mail it in, or if you like to purchase a product, you can do that as well. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to go straight into the power of the word. We're going to go straight into touch and agree this week. Amen. Most gracious and merciful Father God, we thank you, God, for last night's lying down and this morning's rising, Father. Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you would just continue to keep your hedge of protection around us, Father. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to lay down and arise, Father, allowing us to wake up, God, and have activities of our limbs, Father. Lord God, to be in our right mind, God. Lord, to have a roof over our head, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, to find that we did not get any phone calls during the night, God. Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you, God, that even as we slept and slumbered, God, we thank you, God, that no harm came nigh our dwelling, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, if we can't say anything else, Father, we just say thank you. We are grateful, Lord, in the name of Jesus, how we thank you, Father. Because of your divine protection, Father, not just for being our protector, God, but, Lord, we thank you, God, for being our God. We thank you, God, for being our refuge, God. Lord, we just thank you for being God, and you are God all by yourself. So, Lord, we just want to say we thank you right now for all that you do for us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that even even when we messed up, even when, God, we didn't deserve it, oh, God, thank you. You yet loved us. You yet kept us. You yet protected us. You yet provided for us, God. So, Lord, we just want to say we're sorry. We're so sorry, Father, for all that we've done, Father. But, Lord, today we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for another chance, another opportunity, another chance to live for you, another chance to do your works, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. How we thank you and we praise you right now, God. Mm. Gracious, gracious God. Mm. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, thank you. Hmm. Thank you, God. We just love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for forgiving us of our sins of omission and commission, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you today, God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, today is our Touch and Agree, and we're going to continue our talk on prosperity and success. Prosperity and success. As I've explained before, that prosperity is just not your net worth, your net income, or anything that's like tangible. You know, we always measure it by the green stuff or our assets and our liabilities. But I'm going to pose a question this morning. What is your spiritual net worth? What is your spiritual net worth? I mean, we talk about prosperity, but spiritually, what is our net worth? And I've had a glorious week. I'm full. I've had things to go away, but I cannot complain. I can't allow anything to bother me at this moment. I mean, I am just so, thank you, Jesus. I am so full because God has allowed my eyes to see some things that I never thought that I would see. This week, I have been able to spend time with him and, thank you, Jesus, talk to him. And I'm thinking that I'm spending all this time with God and doing what God has said, and I'm following him and doing as he said. And lo and behold, I meet two gentlemen at my secret place of prayer. And these gentlemen, oh my God, when we say prosper financially, they're empty. Empty. They don't have a place to go. They don't have a place to stay. They've been just living as they can here and there. They don't have food. I mean, oh God, thank you. They are so focused and so dedicated on God. I mean, they are just true, true men of valor, true men seeking after God. Oh my, just like David. These men, they began to pray at 5 a.m. And they don't stop praying. A lot of times they're praying through the night. They're praying and praying and praying and studying the word. But we, I know we have our jobs that we have to go to. We have other things that we have to tend to. But spiritually, what is our net worth? Oh, God. Oh, my God. What liabilities are we willing to give up in order to increase our net worth spiritually? Are you willing to give up your friends, your family, jobs, in order to be in the place where God wants you to be, to hear from Him? Are you willing? Oh, thank you, God. Are you willing to just continue to seek Him uninterrupted? Not coming from that place, but in a place of always seeking God, seeking Him through prayer, seeking Him through the word, and seeking Him through singing. Are you? Through fasting. Are you? What is your spiritual net worth? What is your spiritual net worth? I know everything takes money. Everything takes time. But these gentlemen just bless my heart so to tell me that I have not worked, but every day, thank you, Jesus, God has fed me. God has kept me. I'm just living my life and trusting young men. Oh, my God, young men. And so I would like to, for you, to star 6 and unmute your line today. And this is where we're going to stay today because it's really time out. It's time out for our TV shows and soccer practice and all of this stuff. When God has been seeking our attention, we want to prosper. We want things from God. We want the material things, but we are not seeking His face like He's asking us. It's time out for that. It's time out for just going to church and coming home to say that I went to church. It's time out for the thing that you used to do. If you did it before, God spoke to me clearly the other day, and He said, I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing, and this new thing is going to require you to do something new. You cannot continue to do the old and the new that I am taking you into. You've done that before. Now I'm taking you to another place. So in order to get to the place that you want to be with Christ, what are you willing to sacrifice? It's a sacrifice. What are you willing to give? How long will you wait? Amen. If you are on the line today, and maybe life has truly consumed you with family and work, and all the different things that go on, bills, stress, or whatever, and you desire to increase your spiritual network, will you please star 6 and unmute your line so that I can pray for you today? Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you a little time. Star 6 to unmute your line. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. Amen. Most gracious and merciful Father God, I just ask right now, Father, we have so much, Father, going on in our society around us, Father. It seems like the city never gets quiet, which in other words, Father, means that we really never get to rest in your presence. So, Father, right now I just ask, God, that you would speak to the hearts of your people, God. Lord, open their ears and their heart that they would hear you and receive the word, God, that you're downloading into their spirit. Oh, God, if it's a season, Father, they're supposed to spend one-on-one with you, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that they would take heed and that they would follow you, Father. They would spend that one-on-one time with you, Father, seeking you, praying to you, fasting in your word, God, not concerned about anything else in the world, God, but only you. Oh, God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that their hearts, their minds, and everything in their life will be at peace so that they can seek you, Father, undistracted, God. And then, Father, I ask you, Father, to increase their spiritual net worth as they begin to spend time with you, Father. And Lord God, your word says that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. So I thank you for what you're doing. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have anyone that desire prayer that wants to increase their spiritual net worth.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. I thank God for being able to tune in on this morning. And yes, that is definitely one of my desires. And as a matter of fact, I want to say maybe a couple weeks ago, I said, well, Lord, you know, I desire that you help me to really start concentrating myself more, you know, making more time to spend with you, because I know that the Lord has a great work for me to do, and I can't, you know, I'm not adequately prepared, I don't believe. I have to become more. I have to, my spiritual network has to be increased. I have to become more sold out, more I just have to spend more time with the Lord, and I'm trying to do that more so now, trying to make sure I'm praying, getting my word day and night. I don't pray day and night, but I'm trying to make sure every morning I'm in prayer. Every morning I try to pray before I leave out when I can. But I just want the Lord to, I need him to increase my spiritual network, because, you know, he desires for all of us to be soul winners, and it's time to be about our Father's business. So I desire prayer. This is our Evangelist Darlene.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in this morning, Evangelist Darlene. And the Word of God says that He will give us the desires of our heart. And if your desire is to seek God all the more, He says to make your request known, and you just verbally made your request. You've been saying it in your spirit for the last 2 weeks, and now you put it out in the element, and therefore it has to come back to you if you spoke it out in the atmosphere. He's heard you. Now you just pray and you ask God, how, when, how long. I mean, these are things that we have to be willing to seek God for. And so I'm going to pray and ask God to give you that time. I call it a sabbatical. I mean, sometimes, you know, sabbaticals are good. We need to go on a sabbatical. We need to empty our plates in order to possess the gate. We need to make sure that we are able to spend that one-on-one with Him uninterrupted. That's the word, uninterrupted, uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Amen. Most gracious and merciful Father God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for Minister Darlene. Lord, we thank you, Father, for her desire to seek you all the more, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you, God, Lord God, that you would allow her, afford her the time and the ability to spend that one-on-one with you, God. Lord, I don't know if it's a 24-hour sabbatical. I don't know if it's a 72-hour sabbatical. But, Father, whatever type of sabbatical that you are giving her, Father, I'm asking you to afford her the time that she needs to spend that one-on-one with you in your word, praying to you, singing to you, Father, dancing before you, Father, crying out to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, anything else, God, I thank you, God, that you would even take her to a hidden disclosed place, Father, where she would not be interrupted, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, that even when the phone rings, God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that the phone calls won't even be able to go through, Father. I thank you, God, that even if it was something, Father, Lord, that you take care of every issue even before the phone rings, even before the text message, even before a phone call or whatever the case may be, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for providing a way. I thank you, God, for providing the means. And I thank you, Father, for her willingness to spend one-on-one with you in order to increase her spiritual net worth, Father.
Lord.
And then, Father, I thank you, Father, that as you increase her spiritual net worth, Father, that she received from you, God, during that sabbatical, Father, that she's able to run.
Yes, Lord.
With endurance, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
She's able to run, Father. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that she is running and not distracted, Father. She's running towards you, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you
right now.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We thank Minister Darlene for coming forth with that request. I just want to share another testimony. I mean, God has just put me in a place to be able to be around so many people that have just really, I mean, if you are connected to this ministry, listen to me. If you're connected to this ministry, Pastor Staples is somebody that really seeks and lays out before the Lord. But I have found so many warriors that have just diligently and persistently pressed into what God is calling them to do. And so many times we quit right at the brink of our breakthrough, right at the brink of God getting ready to turn or do something greater and magnificent in our life. We want to see miracles, signs, and wonders, but when it's time, I mean, it takes something. It takes something. So I want to share with you about a young lady that I met. Oh, my God. She began to tell us about her 72-day fast. I'm still intrigued by her spending 72 days on water, seeking God, seeking God. God has taken this woman all over the world, and every day she trusted God. Every day he gave her manna from heaven. Amen. So I'm just saying, how much are you willing to give up? I mean, we have assets, physical, you know, assets. But how much are you willing to give to increase your spiritual network? When you got money in your spiritual bank, hey, you are rich. Amen. When your spiritual bank is filled, you are rich. You have the joy, you have the love, you have the peace, and God, you know that God is going to supply your every need. You know where you are with him. You are in the place of being in that first chair. Amen. And it's, I love the first chair. Amen. I was first chair. When I played my instrument, I was first chair, came in and took first chair from the upperclassmen. And that was because I put in some time. I didn't just come. I put in some time. I put time in. I put time in practicing. I put time in reading and understanding. I put time in making mistakes, doing it over and over again until I got it right, to learn my instrument, to learn my scales, to learn to read my music. How much are we willing to put up in order to get into that place, into his presence, amen, that our spiritual network will increase? If this is you, and you desire for your spiritual network to be increased, I'm asking you, we're going to stay on this all morning long, and this is your desire, star 6, unmute your line so that we can pray for you today. Amen. So no one came forward. I'm going to give you some keys here. To help assist you in spending this quality time with God. And I say that because sometimes we just don't know how to unbusy ourselves. We're so busy. A lot of times we're just busy doing really nothing that amounts to anything in God's eyesight, you know. Because if even, and I go to church, I'm involved heavily in my church, even if we're doing our same church duties, we're not out seeking souls, we're not seeking God, you know, we're not getting anything out of that, nothing. We're just fulfilling a desire of our own, or for the sake of the human flesh. We're not fulfilling God's duty for our life when we're not able to do what he has called us to do. So I'm going to say this. First of all, in order to increase your spiritual network, I know that Pastor has said about, you know, fasting and praying, setting aside 21 days of fasting and praying. There are all sorts of fasts. Talked about this before. You can go on an absolute fast, which I wouldn't recommend, no more than 3 days. On an absolute fast, that means no food, no water. Amen. And then you have your water-only fast. You can do that. You can do a liquid fast, which consists of water, juice. Amen. What do you call it? The soup. I can't think of the name of the soup, but it's liquid. Broth. So you can do those liquids. And everything that you put in your body must line up with the Word of God. Therefore, we don't consume alcoholic beverages. Even if we're fasting and praying, we should not be putting anything into our bodies that would contaminate our bodies, which is alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, and other things like that. I mean, we're purifying our bodies. And so the next one, we have our partial fast, where you can, you know, be on the fast for 3 hours. Maybe your fast is a meal a day. You know, that's a partial fast. Maybe you're giving up certain foods. These are partial fasts. Maybe you're giving up social media for so many times a day or whatever the case may be. Those are partial fasts. Now, when you go on these partial fasts, you know, you need to be able to spend the time during that time praying and seeking God. You know, if we're just fasting and we're not praying, we're just starving ourselves. We're just literally starving ourselves. Now, we're trying to increase our spiritual net worth. So we have to make sure that we're not starving ourselves. We have to make sure that we're not starving ourselves in the process. We want to make sure that that when we empty our bodies, our whole system is being cleansed and detoxified. Therefore, our senses are even more heightened to the Holy Spirit. We can hear with even more clarity what God is requiring and asking of us. So we want to make sure that we're filling this time meditating on the Word of God. Get you some scriptures to meditate on the Word of God. Get you some prayer mantles or bullets or whatever to pray. I mean, you really need to actually have a clear direction as to how to begin this thing and how to spend time with him to increase the spiritual net worth and to be able to take the sabbatical. Now, I know a lot of people, you know, you may be married, you may be single, whichever the case may be. Number one, if you're married, you know, you need to confide in your spouse to let them know, hey, I'm going on a sabbatical, I'm doing this fast, I'm on a sabbatical, and uninterrupted. I want you to name this thing uninterrupted, so that I can seek God all the more and that I can clearly hear his voice. Amen. You may have some tough life decisions to make in front of you. I mean, whatever the case may be, you need that uninterrupted time with him. Just seeking his face. And so you may need a place. Amen. Ask God, God, where is my place? Where is my place of rest? Where is my place of one-on-one? I need a place that I can go to and spend time with you. Well, I'm not interrupted. Amen. You may have to get a hotel room. You just may have to check out of your address to check into Holiday Inn, okay, Hampton Inn, or something like that, not for the luxury of, but just to pray, just to hear from God. Amen. We have to sometimes just go and go where God is telling us to go. We got to follow God's roadmap if we want our spiritual net worth to increase. So those are just a few things. I mean, like, I have a secret place of prayer at my house. You know, I got three doors to my room, well, in my room. I got my bedroom door, I have my bathroom door, and my